Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. June is National LGBTQ Pride Month, and like Women's History Month or even Black History Month, it's about much more than a parade. The roots of Pride are often linked to the Stonewall Uprising in Greenwich Village, when members of the LGBTQ community protested against police raids and treatment that violated their civil rights. Much has changed in America since then, and today Pride Month is often seen as a celebration. At the time of Stonewall, however, and for decades after, LGBTQ people were banned from working in the federal government, including service in the U.S. military. Today we welcome to In the Moment U.S. Air Force Captain Jeff Grant. His home of record is Jacksonville, North Carolina. He's a weapons systems officer at Ellsworth Air Force Base. He's joining us today from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in SDPB's Rapid City studio. Captain Grant, welcome to In the Moment.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us on the phone, Airman First Class Joe McLaughlin, originally from Newark, Delaware. He's a radar and weather apprentice. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you, sir. I'm happy to be here.
This question for Mr. Grant. When did you join the military, sir?
It was early February 2012, so actually right after the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Did you anticipate challenges regarding sexuality, or did you just really want to serve your country?
Well, it's funny. When I started the process and this process joining the Air Force is one that will kind of make you regret considering it because it's lengthy. But so I joined it and I started the process, the application and all that. And Don't Ask, Don't Tell is still in force. So at that time, I just wanted to serve. And so I was committed to kind of staying in the closet. But luckily, a few months later, all that stuff happened. And here we are today with it repealed. So.
Joe, can you answer the same question? Did you anticipate challenges at all regarding sexuality, or did you just want to serve?
Of course I had worries, but, I think my drive to serve kind of helped me and my husband as well overcome some of the challenges we faced. And I think we were fortunate enough to, go into the military life post Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So, we've had some pretty positive experiences in that regard.
Let's get into what each of you do in the service you provide. By the way, thank you both for serving. We appreciate it very much. Mr. Grant, tell us what your role is.
Sure. So I'm a B-1 weapons systems officer. We call it WISO for short. For those who don't know, the B-1 is made of four crew members. You have two pilots and two WISOs. And the WISOs are the ones kind of that do the bomb dropping, for lack of a better word. And we also defend the aircraft.
Joe, what do you do?
Yeah, so I work on radar, airfield, and weather systems. So essentially what that means is everything that our air traffic controllers use to, monitor our skies and control aircraft, make sure they, can fly safely. We make sure all that equipment is running.
How has the Air Force changed or even evolved over your years of service? Mr. Grant, I'll start with you.
Sure. It's kind of strange because starting in the Air Force, I decided to remain in the closet just because I wasn't quite sure what the atmosphere was like, even though Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed. But you quickly learn, even the diversity of people. You have conservatives, you have liberals, you have all just different types of races and different personality types. And you quickly learn that even though there are these differences, that it doesn't quite matter, that you really start to love these people that you're with. And so it was that kind of atmosphere that really enabled me to become more comfortable with who I was and being open and honest with everyone. So it's definitely been a journey, but it's been all positive, to be honest.
Joe, this next question is pretty much for you, but I'm going to back up. I'm going to ask you, how long have you served?
So I joined the Air Force in late 2017. So I've served for almost 2 years now.
Okay, so then how, in the couple of years you've served, how has the Air Force changed or evolved over the last couple of years?
I can't say I've been in long enough to see, any major changes over time, like Captain Grant may have in his time. But I definitely agree with him in that the diversity in our military is one of our biggest strengths. Our country has always benefited from the service of LGBT service members, and I've definitely seen, like he said, diversity in so many different ways in my time.
Joe, I'm going to stay with you. Your spouse, Charles, was going to be on with us, can't be with us today, but how did you two meet?
So we met out in San Diego through some friends. I lived there before I joined the Air Force. I joined the Air Force not too long after, we started seeing each other.
Captain Graham, what's the role of leadership in ensuring that things like discipline and acceptance of other service members, what's the role there?
You talking about from my leaders or as a leader?
From your perspective.
You know, there's definitely a process in place to kind of protect each service member in the sense of making sure that everyone's treated equally and respected. And we have an inspector general that you could go to if you do have any complaints, or like equal opportunity folks that you can talk to. But leadership, I really makes it clear, you know, that it's important that we all respect each other, and that those differences in whether it be sexuality, race, or whatever, don't really play a role in how we treat each other. So, I mean, there are definitely things in place, but leaders that I've seen, even leaders with difference of opinions, have always made it clear that we're one force and that it's important that we work together.
Do you personally feel that all are currently being treated equally?
Yeah, I can't say that I've seen anything that is concerning. For myself, like, I'm the only gay member in my squad, or was until very recently, actually. So for me, I felt, in a sense, maybe self-ostracized, you know, but I never really got those feelings from anyone else. And certainly from a leadership role, those concerns did persist. Just personally, like, I wondered, you know, how's my sexuality going to affect my work? But it never did, and it never materialized. And so I always felt very welcome and very a part of the team. And that was, to be honest, a little strange for me, but it was nice.
Joe, what do you want people to know about serving in the military from your perspective?
You know, given that I joined the Air Force recently, and like we talked about, I had some concerns going in about, you know, how equally I would be treated. I guess I would just say to anyone considering it, the Air Force, I mean, while it's a challenging environment, everyone is encouraged to constantly develop themselves. And, you know, as we say, the mission comes first. So with that, I think everyone gets treated equally from my experience. And we have those support networks in place to ensure that everyone is treated equally. So, you know, it's definitely a great experience. And I would definitely encourage anyone thinking about it to do it.
I'll stay with Joe. What's your advice to young South Dakotans listening, thinking about joining any branch of the military?
I'd definitely say, you know, consider it carefully. I mean, we have a few different branches of the military to consider, each with their own strengths. And from what I understand, different experiences. I mean, my experience with the Air Force has been great. You know, Ellsworth Air Force Base is the second largest employer in the state. So it's definitely a great employer to have, especially if you are able to find a way to stay in South Dakota, you know, near family and whatnot.
Captain Grant, same question, your perspective.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
I'm asking what your advice would be to young South Dakotans thinking about joining not just the Air Force, any branch.
Yeah, like Joe said, it's important to make that determination and consider that carefully. But I knew, like, my dad is a retired Marine. I kind of grew up in the service, if you will. And so for me, it was important to kind of give something other than myself, you know, give myself to a cause, I guess. And so, you know, foremost and utmost, that's what someone should consider before joining. And I think there shouldn't be concerns about, you know, equal opportunity and discrimination. So any young South Dakotan considering joining, I'd say if you are committed to serving and giving more of yourself than, you know, to a cause, then I think that you should go for it. And yeah.
Joe, this next questioner thought is for you. Have you ever felt discriminated against during your time the last couple of years? And if so, what was the most effective way to deal with that?
You know, at least as speaking for myself, I've been pretty fortunate. I haven't had any issues with discrimination. But as Captain Grant said earlier, you know, we have different support networks in place, like Equal Opportunity, the Inspector General's Office. For any airman, you know, whether LGBT or not, if you feel like you're being treated unequally, you can always utilize those support networks to resolve that.
My next question, we'll shift over to Captain Grant. Captain, what are some of the biggest misconceptions, if you will, surrounding LGBT people in the military?
You know, that's kind of a tough question. I think a true statement would be, I think there's a lot of people in the military that don't have experience with LGBT people. And so I think that that's kind of what is nice about our organization, is that it really forces you to get to know people that you might not have known otherwise. I have several friends who I'm their first gay friend ever. So that's how we kind of overcome any kind of discrimination, any kind of social kind of situations that are tough to get through, is by just being ourselves around people that we end up, you know, becoming friends with or whatever. And so I think that's been the neatest thing to see, is people who have really got to know me and realize that that was just a small part of who I am. It doesn't define me, and that they can kind of learn and appreciate that diversity that comes from that aspect of my life.
Let's go off topic just for a second, because as we know, there's upcoming changes at Ellsworth as you prepare for new bombers and new missions. It's got to be quite exciting on the base these days. Captain Grant, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot a lot of rumors and a lot of different things about, you know, what's to come. I will say that I am excited that South Dakota gets to participate in that and kind of be at the forefront of it. So it's very exciting. I think a lot of us, especially someone, you know, like an old guy like me, it might not be around for it. But yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. There's going to be a lot of growth, I think. And so, you know, if we think that we're diverse now, you can imagine that it's going to be even much more so later on.
Joe, what do you think about the changes that are on the horizon?
Yeah, you know, I think it's very exciting. I think it'll be a great opportunity for Rapid City. I mean, Rapid City is a very special town, so I'm really happy that it'll be bringing, you know, more people, more diversity, like we talked about, and hopefully really enhance the area and the base and strengthen that relationship.
Captain Grant, is the base under any kind of construction right now, or is everybody just kind of in a standstill right now?
Yeah, I would say that we're probably in the planning phase. I definitely haven't seen anything personally with my own eyes, but it's definitely in the planning phase. I mean, things are set in stone as far as, you know, the B-21 is coming to Ellsworth, and it's going to be, as far as I understand, the training base for new B-21 pilots. So, but nothing physical as of yet, but yeah, definitely a lot of planning, but we're several years off.
Will you do any type of cross training at all on the new aircraft once it gets there? Or are you going to stay with the B1s?
No, I won't be personally. I will say probably some of our younger folks, the guys that are just now getting to the operational squadrons and involved in B1 missions, they'll probably be the more types that go through and maybe transition. But I think I'll be long gone by then.
How much time do you have left at Ellsworth? Is your time almost up, or do you got a few years left?
Actually, I have PCS in September to Beale Air Force Base, so I'll be doing a different thing, moving on for a little bit. But yeah, I'm staying in the Air Force for now.
For those that don't know what PCS is, explain that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it means you're moving, pretty much. The military is moving you. Permanent change of station. There you go.
Got it. How about you, Joe? What's your future look like at Ellsworth?
You know, that in the Air Force, as far as I understand, we work a little bit differently than some of the other branches. So I'm not exactly certain on how long I'll be at Ellsworth, but while I'm here, you know, make the most of it, continue trying to connect with the community, and, you know, supporting the mission.
Captain Jeff Grant, first off, thank you again so much for your service. It's much, much appreciated.
Of course, no worries.
And thank you for making the trek over to our SDPB studios and being on the show. We really appreciate that. Have yourself a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Airman First Class Joe McLaughlin, thank you so much for your service. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it, sir. Thanks for your support.